Of all the 12 Shvatim, Shimon stands out as an outcast. His very namesake is predicated on negativity, on distaste. When being named by his mother, Leah explains that Ki Shama Hashem, Ki Snu Anochi, that Hashem heard that I'm hated. So the very essence of his name is something having to do with sinna. Moreover, Shimon is the only brother whom does not receive a blessing, a bracha, from his father Yaakov Avinu during the last moments on earth. And as history repeats itself, Shimon faced that same fate when Moshe Rabbeinu was blessing the Shvatim. Shevet Shimon walks away empty-handed. To a certain extent, however, his neglect worked to his advantage, because prior to the full-scale Tochacha, Parshas Kisavo describes a series of curses that were cast upon Klal Yisrael, and they came in the form of Arur. The word Arur is used. And Rashi comments that there are 11 curses in the Parsha which correspond to the 11 Shvatim. Which Shevet walked away unscathed? Which Shevet did not receive a Arur, a Klala, a curse? Says Rashi that Shimon did not receive a curse. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt that since he didn't receive a bracha, he shouldn't receive a curse either. Certainly a fair approach. But although the logic seems sound, it appears that something more profound is at play here. That Shimon doesn't get a bracha, nor does he get a klala. And one gets the impression that somehow, in some way, Shimon is unaffected by both bracha and arur. To say it even stronger, Shimon is above bracha. He's above klala. So to understand what it means that Shimon's above bracha, above klala, we have to understand what it means to have a bracha, what it means to have a klala. And I heard a beautiful explanation from my dear friend Rav Yehoshua Rubinstein, who helped piece these ideas together. The idea of a bracha and the idea of a klala is to increase and to decrease, to grow and to shrink, to expand and to compress. A person could gain weight, and a person can lose weight. But the essence of the person, the same. Someone's success or failure in business does not reflect the essence of a person. It takes the likes of a person, a great person like Shimon, to look beyond the external changes, the weight gain, the weight loss, the success and the failure. Shimon lived in that world where both bracha and arur were synonymous or just simply meaningless. While Reuven signifies seeing that which is external, the re'iyah, Reuven, Shimon represents listening, shama. Listening is a higher level than seeing. We begin Kriyat Shema with the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because listening allows you to understand the true essence, who Hashem is. And we conclude Kriyat Shema with the words, Lo sasur acharei levavchem v'acharei le'enechem. Not to follow your eyes. Reuven represents the koach ha'ra'iyah, the ability of the vision to draw us astray. While Shema represents Shema Yisrael, to hear, and then you'll listen to Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Being in a state of listening to the emes, protects the individual from the entrapment, the seduction, and the deceit of the eyes. The first two dibros are Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelocha Elohim Achirim. That Hashem, you are our God, and there shouldn't be any other gods. Not only does the second commandment, the second dibra, seem superfluous, but it's also disgraceful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The very acknowledgement about other gods, lends credence to their existence. But truth be told, the second commandment reinforces the first commandment. We don't really know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nor can we describe what He is. You can't describe something infinite, something boundless, but you can explain what He's not. And in this way, we can appreciate the best to our limited human ability, what Hashem truly is, by describing what He is not. This is a great display of how that which is secondary is really part and parcel, a chelik of that which is primary. In other words, the first two dibros, Aleph and Beis, are inseparable. They're attached. They enhance each other. Sfar Makadoshim point out that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva run parallel to the Aseres HaDibros. That means days 1 and day 2 of Rosh Hashanah correspond to Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelecha Alav Mecherim. And even though they're two separate days and they're two separate Dibros, they're bridged together under the concept of Kedusha Achas or Yom Arichta, one long day of Rosh Hashanah. They are one long day, they are one long Dibra. Even though they're 2 days, we view them as one unit. They work off each other. It's only through the Shemiyah that this realization can be achieved. It's the Shemiyah's Kol Shofar, in particular, that allows us to see the panemius of everything. It's the Shemiyah's Kol Shofar to elevate us above all bracha and klala. Because even though things seem to be different and separate, good and bad, positive, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, negative, Lo Yelecha Achirim, Bracha and Klala, Tov and Ra, the essence of everything is it's all really Tov. It's all really to help enhance our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This explains the halacha of Purim that we must drink Adil Yada, Aru Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. It's only when a person is in a state of ecstasy, above reality, where one can come to this full recognition, that in fact both Baruch and Aru are the same. And in some hidden way, even Haman had a spark of bracha, in what Chazal tell us, that B'nai Banav Shel Haman Lam the Torah B'nai Brak. And incredibly, Aru Haman and the words Baruch Mordechai share the same exact gematria of 502. And this profound understanding of the equality between Baruch and Aru was led by the great leader Mordechai ben Shimi. Ben Shimi, particularly because it's the Koach HaShemiyah, the Naaseh Nishma at Har Sinai. The Shemiyah's Kol Shofar that allows us to understand that when two things are separate, it's really one and the same. The Sefer Yetzirah teaches us that the 12 Shvatim correspond to the months of the year. And Shimon correlates to Av. And on the surface, Chodesh Av is a month of destruction, calamity, just as Shimon and his mother Leah are Snua Anochi. No bracha, no klala. But in looking deeper, we know that Tisha B'Av is the birthday of Mashiach and will ultimately be a full-fledged Moed. Mashiach ben David will be born to Leah, who will then no longer be recognized as Snua Anochi, but instead Ahuva Anochi. And for this reason, the month is called Av, Aleph Beis, which stands for Arur and Bracha coming together as one, because it's really all in the same. And we should be zocha to hear the truth. Hear the Shofar HaGadol and the announcement of Mashiach's arrival and turning Av into a month of Geula, with the Bias Gol Tzedek Meher of Yameinu. Amen v'Amen.